This episode is brought to you by Juul Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Juul beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook. You don't have to make mess. You just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Juul so much that we bought it. So we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients, and it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life, and only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to JuulWellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at JuulWellness.com. On with the show. Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. Ooh. Oh, I didn't plug my microphone in. Well, let me just do that. I wonder if there's... Oh. Hang on.
I was going to say, wait on, I lost your face. I didn't
as well.
Froze or...
Wait, everybody. That's the right one. And... boom, we're in action. Okay, hey everyone, welcome to the show. It is me, Dani. I'm here with Ashley, but it's a different Ashley. It is a past client, Ashley, here to tell her story. And this is exciting because I've never really been on a call with her. We worked like exclusively through email. So I know her through email, which is cool. So I know a lot, but it's always fun to put a name to the face, a face to the name, and a voice and hear the words. And so I am going to join all of you guys hearing her story from start to finish, in her own words for the first time. So welcome to the show, Ashley.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's so good to have you here and to meet you finally. I am excited about this. Would you please introduce yourself a bit, who you are, where you're from, and where your story begins for us?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Ashley. I live in the U.S. I'm on the East Coast. About 31 years old, about to turn 32 actually next week. So I guess my story.
I'll have you know, I turned 32 2 days ago.
It's oh, really? Fellow Capricorn.
Yes. Also welcome.
Nice. Happy birthday. So yeah, I would say that my story began when I was about 13 years old. I didn't really I don't remember having any body image issues or anything at that time, but I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. That was kind of like a big moment for me. My mom had it as I was growing up, so I always kind of like got to see what it was like, but then I was actually, sick myself, and they started putting me on medications for it. And for those who don't really know what Crohn's disease is, it's like an autoimmune disorder that affects your intestinal system, and it can cause some like pretty uncomfortable symptoms. I don't know how much like detail we want to go into for TMI, but you have to go to the bathroom a lot, feel an urgency, sometimes there's bleeding in your stool, things like that. So being 13 and like having to experience that, nobody wants to talk about bowel movements when you're 13 years old. It was pretty like embarrassing for me, especially like around my friends. I tried to like hide my illness a lot, but yeah, I mean, so it was definitely like a little bit of a rough patch. They put me on medications pretty quickly, and I was stabilized, feeling like decent for the most part, but the medications that they put me on also gave me some like pretty nasty side effects. I would get like psoriasis, or I had juvenile arthritis for a little bit, so that wasn't always like super fun to be dealing with. I would say that I did start having body image issues around like 15 or 16 years old. I don't really know like why I started having them. I just remember like starting to look in the mirror and being like, "Oh, I don't really like the way that that looks," or like this shirt doesn't really look that great on me. And I would just like poke and prod a lot. And I remember reading something that said like, I don't know where I read it, but it was like, if you can pinch an inch, then you're too fat, like referring to your stomach. So like if you could like grab your stomach and pinch an inch of it, then like you've got too much fat on your body. And that stuck with me for a long time. That's all I would do. I would just like pinch my stomach and be like, oh, I'm too fat now. So then I would say like I started getting into like Jillian Michaels. Like she had a big like training program out at the time, and it was like a bunch of workout
Is she
programs.
the one that had like the drama?
No, well, she was on the that one show, like The Biggest Loser.
Oh, she was the one. Okay. I remember.
But she had like her own training programs out, and so like I remember my mom and I bought them together, and we would do the workouts together, and she gave you like an eating plan. It was like a meal plan, but it was 1200 calories a day. And so that's what we started doing. We were just like, okay, I guess this is what we have to do to like lose weight. And so we started eating 1200 calories a day. I remember being absolutely starving like all day long, but I was like, whatever, I mean, this is what I have to do. And that was a number that I just kind of lived by. Like I didn't know anything about dieting. I didn't know anything about like how you should be eating at the time. I just knew, or I thought I knew, okay, 1200 calories, this is going to give me the body that I want. So that's just kind of everything that I ate like moving forward was kind of based around that number. And if I like went above that number, then I felt like I was indulging or like eating too much. So I was doing that for quite a while. I was still like kind of wasn't getting the body that I wanted to get, because what I was doing was the 1200 calories, but then like on the weekends I would binge because I was so hungry that like I was just like, okay, I need a cheat day. So here's my cheat day, and I would just like kind of binge, and I think it would like ruin everything in at the time. So I was doing that for quite a bit. I went to college, and I found like what helped me most in college to try to like maintain this way of eating was, okay, I'll only eat once a day. So I would get up, I would have like maybe a small like protein shake, and that was literally like water and whey protein. That was it. Like water, whey protein, go to all my classes, come back, do my homework, whatever I had to do my studying, and then I would go to the meal place at like, I don't know, maybe like 5 o'clock at night, And that would be my one meal. And it consisted of like broccoli, maybe a little bit of pasta. And that was all that I ate. Like, that was it. So, I should say, like, during this time, like, my weight was pretty like fluctuating. It was like going up and down. I never really tracked it. I just kind of looked at like my body and like made decisions based off that. I know I had gained weight going into college, but then like when I was doing the one meal a day, I had lost a bunch of weight and I was like, oh, this is really working for me. And also I should mention that throughout my adolescence, like I did not track my period. Like I didn't even.
Oh, wait, you just muted yourself. Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. So like I didn't know what tracking a period was. I can tell you that I'm pretty sure I was getting my period at the time. Like I don't remember ever losing it at that point, but yeah, I was not like diligent about it. It could have been a long cycle, it could have been a short cycle. I have no idea. And then I would say around like 20 years old, I started an IUD because I had a boyfriend at the time and we wanted to be sexually active. And I was under the impression, like, I don't know, I guess we were never really taught anything in health class. My health classes were not that informative. So I was just under the impression you can get pregnant anytime. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to take this risk. So let me just hop on the IUD and be safe. So I was probably about like 20 or 21 when I started the IUD and I had lost my period at that point. And I just blamed it on the IUD. I'm like, oh, this is normal. They told me that like my period might stop. So it wasn't very concerning for me. It was just, oh, well, okay, I guess this is what it's going to be while I'm on birth control. I'm not getting my period. Meanwhile, I was still like eating super low calorie and, I was running a lot at the time. I didn't really know a lot about strength training, so I hadn't really started that yet. But I was exercising and eating one meal a day and just trying to like get my body as small as I could get it. So yeah, I started the IUD. I didn't get my period. It was probably a few years later. I had started like strength training and like getting into the gym because I just like realized I hated running. So let me see, I was probably about like 24 years old. Like this is fast forwarding now. I got hired by like my now career, which is in law enforcement, and I started shift work. And sorry, I'm losing my train of thought.
No,
I'm
that
trying to think
happens
of
when
where
you're
I
like,
was
we're going
going.
a million miles an hour.
Yeah.
You're cool.
But anyway, so I got hired by my job. Okay, this is where. So, and then I started seeing a nutritionist because what I had been doing prior to that for my Crohn's disease, I also got into like I really started getting into like to the health aspect of things as well. So I heard about paleo, the paleo diet, and like how that can help autoimmune disorders. So I was really like my goal was to get off my Humira, which was the medication that I was taking for my Crohn's disease, because I felt like it was causing all these nasty side effects. And like intuitively, I just felt like this isn't good for me to be on. So what I did was I was like, okay, let me see if I can heal this naturally. I just like felt like I could heal this naturally. And I thought that there was a way that if I can like change my diet and like my lifestyle a little bit more, like the foods that I was eating, that I would be able to heal this naturally and then I could get off and stay off of my medication. And so that's kind of where I found the paleo diet, which is basically like a diet that is supposed to help autoimmune disorders. You cut out dairy, you cut out all grains, gluten, like no cheeses, nothing. So it was just like pretty much your proteins, your vegetables, your fruits. And I mean, like, I guess if you wanted almond milk, you could have almond milk, but like nothing dairy based. So I had been following that for quite a bit as well. When I had seen my nutritionist, I was probably doing that the whole time I was on my IUD, so starting at like 20 to 21, to then. So then I started seeing this nutritionist because I'd wanted to lose weight and I wasn't losing weight at this point anymore. I was like in this plateau where like I just could not like lose any more weight. And I couldn't really tell you how much I weighed at the time because I wasn't really weighing myself again. I was just like going based off the mirror. And she's the one who kind of like challenged me. She's like, "Well, how much are you eating in a day?" And I was like, "I don't know. Like I'm probably eating somewhere around 1200 calories because that's what I've always read that you should do when you want to lose weight." And so she was like, I think maybe we should start like trying to increase your calories and also start trying to like increase your foods. And then I was like, initially I was like, oh, yikes, like I don't want to do that. That sounds terrible. Why would I do that? That's like counterproductive for my goals. But, I told my boyfriend, now husband at the time, that like I was going to, give this a shot. And so I wanted to give it a shot. So I started at that point like reincorporating foods like rice, and I had brought like almond butter back into my diet, taking that out because it was like way too much fat at the time. So I brought like things like that back into my diet. She worked my calories up. I mean, it wasn't even that much. I think she got my calories back up to about like 1600 or 1700 calories. So it wasn't even like this crazy increase, but it was an increase. And I would say like about 4 months after working with her, I got my period, which I was still on birth control, so it wasn't like a real period, but I got a bleed, which I thought was interesting. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, I don't know why, like, I got a bleed, because I thought it was because of the IUD, but maybe it was just because like something was off nutritionally with me at the time. I still didn't quite equate that to calories. I just kind of thought it was like my nutritional needs. I looked at it as more of like the foods that I was eating versus like my caloric intake. And then she kind of pushed me to start going to see like a therapist. So she's like, I think maybe you need to just like talk to somebody about like your food habits and things like that. So I started seeing a therapist who also worked with me like and tried to encourage me to like, I don't know, like go eat a slice of pizza one day. Like it's not gonna kill you. What's gonna happen if you eat a slice of pizza? And I was like, I don't know what's gonna happen, but like the thought of eating a slice of pizza scares the shit. I'm sorry, I'm gonna curse too.
We really are like, no, I just that would burn down all the hard work I've ever done.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what are you talking about? And not only like the hard work that I've done, but like that has dairy, that has gluten. Like, what's
True,
gonna
true, true,
happen with
true.
my Crohn's disease? Like, I'm gonna get sick. I can't. So like, it was twofold for me. It was definitely like one part of my mind was my body image and my weight loss goals, and then the other side of it was also like my Crohn's disease symptoms and being terrified that something that I ate was going to cause another flare up. And I still hadn't been off my medication. I was still on my medication at the time, which I was frustrated about because I just really didn't want to be on the medication anymore. So paleo was helping. I felt like it helped to a degree, but it wasn't like quote unquote working. So, I did like it took me a long time. I was working with that therapist for probably about like 1 to 2 years. And in the midst of all that came COVID 2020. We couldn't like go to the gym anymore, which was like a hit for me because like I was a big like gym goer at this time. But like still feeling like kind of lost in my ways. My husband had worked, he was actually a personal trainer. But he was like kind of new to it, and he went to the gym that he worked at. He made friends with one of the other personal trainers there, who obviously, because all gyms were closed at the time, was like starting a side hustle of his own like personal training business. And so that's where I met him. And I started like that's the first time I hired a coach, and he introduced me to macro tracking. I'm sure everybody here knows what macro tracking is, but if you don't, it's when you track your protein, your carbohydrates, and your fat intake. Prior to this, I had only been like focusing on that calorie number, the 1200 calories, and not looking at like, oh, I'm eating protein and fat, whatever. So this is like where I would say like my obsession began with like really looking at what I was eating and how much I was eating. This is like where it like really came into like full force. I got like macro tracking apps, and then like I had a scale. I measured everything. Like you couldn't put like oil in something unless it was measured, or my chicken, like I would not let myself go over like 5 ounces of chicken, whatever like my goal was. Like I was not going over that number. And there was like, I would argue almost like no flexibility there for me. If I felt like if I went over that number, I had like failed for the day. He also gave me like a pretty like rigid workout plan. It was 5 to 6 days a week, and then cardio. But I had finally like gotten a body that I felt like I was comfortable in, and I was like, oh wow, like look at all these changes. Like this is working. This is doing what it's supposed to do. And so I was like, this is the way, like this is the answer. And he's the one who kind of like introduced me to like a bodybuilding world. Before that, I had never even like thought about bodybuilding or anything like that. But he had told me like, hey, I think like you would be really good in a bodybuilding competition. You're doing well with me here, like
You're
losing,
so good
losing
at
weight.
like following the rules.
Exactly. Like you're doing everything I tell you. Like you have the determination to do this. And like, I mean, on that note, like I think that's something like my whole life I've kind of been like that. Like my dad's always kind of told me, the way he's always described me was like she's like a racehorse. She just needs a little bit of a kick and then she just goes. And that is kind of me. Like all I need is like that little, like you just give me the plan and that's it. Like I'm following it to a T. Like I will do A, B, C, D, and like a little bit extra to be like an overachiever here. So I think that's why he felt like, okay, she's gonna like crush this, like she'll do good here. So he kind of talked me into like the bodybuilding space, and I had never considered it, but then I was like, oh, maybe I should do it. Like I'm having fun losing all this weight. I would get even leaner, it would like make me super fit, and at the same time I could have some fun with it. So I started prepping for my first bodybuilding competition in 2022. I guess that would have made me like 20, 28, 29, at the time. And I got down, I didn't even get like super low, but I went from being like 138 pounds. I should mention, like, I'm 5'2". So this is also when I started like tracking my weight, like now, because now I was prepping for a bodybuilding competition. And this was like, like you need to, well, I don't know if you need to, but I believed you needed to track everything in order to get the goals that you wanted. So I weighed myself every single day, every morning at a specific time of the morning. And I went down from like 138 to probably 119. Which I didn't really feel like was lean enough for the show, but it was my first show, so I was like, oh, let me just do it. At the end of that prep, it was probably about a 5 to 6 month prep. My calories had gotten down to 1,000 calories a day. I was like maintaining that for a few weeks, and then I had lost my period that May of 2022.
Diddling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's gonna need it for his testosterone, just quietly. Okay, hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A, and actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the the discount code HA Society to get 12% off, biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring.
Again, and oh, sorry, I should also mention I was off birth control at this time. Yeah, so I had stopped birth control probably around 2021, just because this is when I was like still in like my natural paleo thing, and then I started kind of going deeper into that world, and I'm like, I kind of want to get off as much medication as I can. I was trying to get off my Humira. I felt like birth control, like I had been on it for almost 10 years at this point, and like now I just felt like that's like way too long to be on birth control. I want to get off of it. So I got off of it. But yeah, so May 2022, off birth control, but I lost my period. And I started working with a different coach, who was more geared, like he was bigger in the bodybuilding community. So, because like I had done my first show, I loved it. I wanted to compete again, so I hired him. And after a month of working with him, like we worked my calories up a little bit, I had gotten my period back. So I'd only lost my period for a month, and then I got it back. But I should mention that, like, even though I got it back, it wasn't regular. I couldn't tell you if I got it like every month, but I know it was definitely like a long cycle. My cycles were probably like 40 to 50 days at that point. And my periods were light. So, even though I'd gotten my period back, it probably wasn't like ideal. And I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, as I mentioned before, like I didn't learn about any of this stuff in the health class. I didn't really know what like a normal period was supposed to look like.
No one learned any of that.
Yeah, like I was so clueless, you know, like looking back now, I'm like, oh my God, all the things I didn't know about all of this, you know, it's just kind of crazy to me. And like, I don't know, I just feel like even like your ovulation window, like the phases of your cycle, none of that. I had no idea what any of that meant at the time. So all I knew was, okay, you get a period, you don't get a period, and you could get pregnant. So that was like the two things. So I didn't even know, like, okay, a 40-day cycle. Part of me had started, like, I had this intuition, like, maybe this isn't completely normal to have this long of a cycle, but also I had heard other bodybuilders talk about how they lose their periods and then they get them back, and so I wasn't like overly concerned. I just thought it was part of the process. So then I had made the decision that I wanted to compete again in 2023, which was like a little bit of a quick turnaround. And for like bodybuilding, it's like phases of like what they call like you're in prep or you're cutting, which is like your diet phase. And then like when you come out of your diet phase, it's called a reverse. So you like slowly increase your calories back up, and then you do your bulking phase, which is like to put muscle onto your body. And so we had transitioned from the cut in May of 2020, 22, and to a bulking phase come like July 2023. And during this time, like I had really amped up my strength training, and like I loved, kind of, I mean, I can't tell you how much I loved strength training. Like there was, I mean, it was a different kind of love than bodybuilding for me. Like I don't know why I felt so strong this go around, but like, I mean, I felt strong, and I was like lifting big weights, and I mean, it was one of like the best feelings I had had. I just felt like on top of the world. Like I don't know, I just fell in love with it like in a different way. And so for July 2023 to December 2023, I had really like built up my strength, and I felt like just an utter beast in the gym, and like it made me feel so great. And then I got sick. I got a UC flare. Well, Crohn's slash UC. So I started seeing a different doctor who had told me, well, I don't know if this is Crohn's disease anymore. It might just be ulcerative colitis. So the diagnosis was always a little bit back and forth. It was Crohn's disease at 13, but then later in life with this new doctor, they were never able to like really diagnose it. And I think their intuition is
That's
ulcerative
so
colitis.
interesting because, like, and there must be levels of Crohn's. Right.
She
I mean,
has.
there, because people that on Crohn's are often like, I know people who are being injected with like Remicade on like bi-monthly basis and things like that,
Yes.
but you never progress to that level of like.
Never. No, I was actually, so I had actually, they started me on Remicade back when I was 13. I had a severe allergic reaction to it. And so, like, I couldn't be on it anymore. And then that's when they started me on Humira. And I was taking those injections every 2 weeks for a long time. And that was the other thing I didn't like about it. I was like, man, this is like every 2 weeks I'm putting something in my body that's like, who knows what this is, right? But yeah, I mean, there are definitely varying levels. My mom has Crohn's disease. For sure, she has Crohn's disease. It's not like this battle between like, oh, do you have ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease? And hers is always, I would argue hers has always been worse than mine. Like she's had to be hospitalized a few times for it, whereas mine, I've been close to that. I've been like on the brink of, okay, we're like getting super dehydrated now. Like, I can't really move all that much during the day. You would lose a lot of weight just from that, too, because like when you get really bad flare ups, you have no appetite. You're like, your stomach's in pain. You're going to the bathroom all of the time. It's like, it's really uncomfortable. You know, like there's a certain point where it's like, okay, now you need to go to the hospital because we got to put fluids back in you and things like that. And like, I've been fortunate enough that I never got to that point, but you know, I had gotten pretty close. Also, I should probably mention like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis are like, I don't know, it's apples and oranges to me, in my opinion. Like, I don't really care what the diagnosis is. Like, they both affect your intestinal system. One just affects a different part of your intestinal system than the other. Those are pretty much like, I think they like to argue that Crohn's disease is a little bit worse than ulcerative colitis. And I think maybe it is a little bit, but ultimately, both are pretty uncomfortable diseases. And then they could have some like really big risk factors, like just for your daily life. So anyway, I had had a bad UC flare up at the end of 2023, and this is like when I was bulking and like eating a lot, and I don't know, like I did get back on. I was off my Humira for a few months. I think that's partly why I got the flare up, because I tried getting off of it and then I got the flare up, so then I went back on it. And then I remember like telling my coach, like, hey, I'm still like pretty sick right now, because we were meant to start prep in January of I'm sorry, that was May of I'm sorry, that was December of 2022. So we were meant to start prep the following January 2023. And he was like, I think it's still okay if we go into the cup, even though you're like kind of having these symptoms. I think, you know, we'll start it off easy. We won't go too hard. So I was like, okay, if you think that like I can still do this, then I'll do this. And simultaneously, while I was starting the cut with him, I had started reaching out to a naturopath because I wanted to figure out more ways that I could tackle this naturally. And so she had put me on a supplement routine. I can't tell you like all of the supplements that I was on, but like, man, looking back at it now, it was I took a lot of supplements. I was probably spending $200 to $250 a month on supplements, and I mean, it was three times a day. You should see like the pill case that I had. It was like a tackle box. It was I mean, just full of pills. I remember like bringing them to work one day, and like people at my job were like, what are you taking? I'm like, oh, it's just supplements like from my naturopath. And I just, you know, I truly believed like these were the things that were gonna help heal my ulcerative colitis. I could finally get off the medication. And, you know, I don't know, I just thought it was good for me. I'm like, this is all like super, I'm like, I'm gonna be super healthy. You know what I mean? This is great. And she had also limited my diet even more, where I was like eating paleo. I had went to eating like what's called AIP, which is like the autoimmune protocol, which is paleo, but like a little bit stricter. Like you can't have coffee I've like cut out even more than like what I had cut out before. So, and I should mention, like, I had actually brought like rice back into my, I was eating like a few grains, but now I had completely cut those back out because I just thought, well, this isn't serving my Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. This is just making me worse, right? It's making me sick. So I have to stay off of it. So I started my prep in January, and then I was seeing this naturopath taking all of these supplements. We started the cut at probably about 1900 calories, and then we had worked all the way down to about probably the same like 1050, 1100 calories by the end of it. This was like, I probably got down to that number in August. Strength training 6 times a day. I mean, sorry, 6 times a week. And then cardio sessions after my strength training sessions.
On
So that would,
1100 calories.
yes, on 1100 calories, I was strength training 6 times a week. And at that point, I was probably doing cardio 7 times a week. So there was no rest days. It was your 30 minutes of cardio every day, which, you know, it wasn't like I wasn't doing high intensity training, but I was doing incline walking or Stairmaster or something of that nature. And I was getting my heart rate up enough that by the end of it, I was dripping sweat. It was like, again, quote unquote, working. I was getting super lean. I'd probably gotten to the lowest weight that I've ever been in my life. I was about 110 pounds by the end of it. And I mean, I should also like this is with muscle on my body. Like I've so, like I'm so obviously I've been strength training for a few years now, so I have a good amount of muscle on my body. And I had gotten down to 110 pounds, and I felt awesome. Like I was like, oh, this is great. Like I didn't feel awesome. I thought I looked awesome, so I felt terrible, which at the time I didn't realize that I did. Like I was super tired. My hair was thinning in the front. My nails were so brittle. Like I couldn't even like, and I was somebody who like never got acrylic nails, but I had to start getting acrylic nails because my nails would constantly break and like they just never looked pretty. So I was like, oh, let me just start getting acrylic nails and that'll solve like solve that problem. I was having like terrible sleep issues. I like, could not get to sleep at night or stay asleep at night. So I was having all of these symptoms in the background. I lost my period again that August of 2023, but again, I wasn't super concerned about it. I was like, well, last time I got it back, this is just part of the process. It's going to be fine. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that like raised a lot of concerns for me. And I had done two competitions this go around, so I had done one in August. I had one more to go. I was like teetering back and forth because I knew like I wasn't concerned about losing my period, but also I wanted my period back. I was nervous the longer I stayed out of it that the harder it may be to get it back. But I had talked about this to my naturopath. I talked about this with my coach, and they were both like, "No, you'll be fine. Just do one more. You could do it in September, and then we'll, you know, we'll get you back." So I did one more competition in September, stayed in my deficit, stayed working out rigorously. And then after that competition, I started also seeing another doctor just to like get a second opinion on like my Crohn's disease because I at the end of September I got another ulcerative colitis flare. It had kind of healed itself after being on medication early in 2023, but then at the end of September it came back and it came back in full force. And I was like, man, I really don't want to take this medication anymore. Like, I'm really gonna. I was so committed to doing this naturally. So I was like, let me just see. Let me check out like this other doctor, see what we can do. She had also diagnosed me with hypothyroidism at the time. She had, I mean, and she went like fully in depth. She did like really in-depth blood work. I had to get like a transvaginal ultrasound because I had told her that my cycle was missing, and she was also kind of looking into that as well. You know, I told her all the things, so she got like she did a lot of testing on me. She saw that like my hormone profile was super low and she found that to be concerning. But like at no time did she think that I had HA. Like HA was not a conversation at the time. I think she thought like it was just a blood sugar imbalance and that it was caused by the Crohn's disease or the ulcerative colitis at the time. She was like, oh, it's probably just like a side effect of that. Like, don't worry, like we're gonna get it back. She had done the transvaginal ultrasound and she's like, your uterine lining is like so thin. She's like, I don't know, and I had like tested for my AMH, and she was like, ugh, your AMH levels are super low, like it's not a good sign. My husband and I, we had talked about having kids. We knew that we wanted kids. We were just waiting for me to finish this competition. And then, like, our plan was going to be like, okay, after this competition, we're going to start trying to have kids, like into the next year. That was kind of be like my last hurrah kind of thing, like the last thing I did for myself. And then I can, like, have kids and everything's going to be great. And then, this happened and it had been 2 months, I didn't get my period back. And I was like, well, last time it only took 1 month. Like, okay, why is it like 2 months? I don't have my period. And then it was 3 months. And then it was, 2024. And I'm like, man, I don't have my period back yet. Like, what is going on? So I was super concerned. And my anxiety levels were through the roof. I truly believed that, like, my hormone, I had gotten like repeat blood work done like probably 3 times in that time period. And every single time, like, all of my hormones were tanked. My progesterone was tanked. My estrogen was tanked. Everything was just like tanked. And I just remember like one of the doctors telling me, like, yeah, like you're gonna have some fertility issues. And that, like, crushed me. I was just like, man, this is it. Like, I might not be able to have kids, like I don't. And I never even like totally blamed the calorie deficit at the time. I thought that that had like contributed to it, but I really thought it was like that plus my ulcerative colitis that was like a big cause of all of this. And so in my head, I thought I had to fix my gut first. So I'm like, okay, I believe that I could get my hormones back. I think I can. But I think in order to do that, I have to heal my gut, because my gut is causing all of these issues. And I was like, really, you get like all these accounts on Instagram who are like functional medicine doctors. I had been following every single one of them. I listened to podcasts. I was on my phone maybe like easily 3 to 4 hours a day just researching. I mean, like going into the pitfalls of, okay, like how can I do this? How can I do this? And everybody had said, like, you have to heal your gut first. I had got GI maps done. I had done everything that you could possibly do to try to like heal the gut and then heal your hormones and like try to figure this out. And can I say, like, I typed in like into Google search, missing period, like irregular periods, haven't gotten my period in this long, like all of the things that you like, any type of way you could research this issue, like I try to research it, and HA like did not come up once
Yeah.
in my findings. Like, it's amazing. Like, I had never even known it was a thing, despite like the hours and hours. I was obsessed and just like could not, like, PCOS came up a lot, endometriosis came up a lot, all these things, but like never did I see HA. And so, I had no idea it was even a thing. And then I was still going through a flare. I had stayed off my medication because my flare was somewhat manageable during this time frame. I would say it was probably about like April. I was working with my naturopath, so like nothing was working. I was trying to do all of the things. My flare was not great, but it wasn't the worst it had been, and I was still determined to like do this naturally.
And I'm just going to jump in
Yep.
to let you know we only have 15 minutes.
Oh, sorry.
So, and
Okay.
I'm feeling like we're still a ways from where you recover. So I just want to let you
Yeah.
know. Okay.
Okay, sorry. Yep. So I'm actually kind of wrapping it up anyway. But anyway, so I have found the carnivore diet as like a way to heal your Crohn's disease. So I was like, okay, let me just try the carnivore diet and see if this works. This is like my last shot resort. I've got nothing left. So I did the carnivore diet. And that's essentially literally like, I mean, when for those who don't know, like carnivore diet is you eat only meat. Like that is it.
And did you
Meat
like it
and fat.
too? Were you just like, this is great, or was this hard?
Well, to an extent, like it was satiating, like because I started eating more food with it too. So like it was the first time I had felt like fully satiated after a meal. Like I would say like after all of my other meals previously, I always wanted more, probably because I was still hungry. But like I never felt like quite satisfied. And when I did this, like I would finish my meal and I'd be like, oh, I feel good right now. Like I feel pretty satisfied. I didn't feel I had started it initially because of like the what they call a detox when you're like not eating like any carbs, anything like that, your body almost goes into a shock, goes through like ketosis, and so I had headaches. I had some pretty bad muscle cramping. That was like killing me a lot. But I would say in like 12 days my Crohn's symptoms were gone. And I was like, holy shit. Like, this is the first time I've done any, like, the paleo diet didn't even do this. It was the first time I could heal without medication. And so I thought, like, well, this was my answer. And then I thought that my hormones were going to come back. So I had been doing that for a little bit. And then, like, my hormones still, like, I still hadn't gotten a period. I'd gotten blood work done. My hormones were still tanked. And somewhere along the line, I think I was scrolling on Instagram one day and your page came up and I found your page and I was like, I don't know how it came up because like I still had not heard of HA, but like it just like, I don't know, I think it was like a sign from God. And I was like, holy shit, I found your page. I'm like, what is all this? Like, what is HA? And then I saw you guys had a podcast and I started
So
listening to
funny.
the podcast and I was like, oh shit. Like this sounds exactly like me.
Finally,
Yes,
it's
I
something.
was listening to like all of the client stories, and then like when you and Ashley and Mishi talk about like all of the things that you did before recovery, I was like, that is me, like to a T. Like everything you guys are saying, like that's me to a T. This is it. I was like, this has got to be it. And so I reached out to you and I'm like, I think that like this is what it is. Like, here's my labs. And you were like, yeah, you're a textbook case. And so then I started working with you and it
Oh.
wasn't easy, but I would say that the changes that you made, like you made it easy for me in the sense that there wasn't all these drastic changes in the beginning because I don't know like how I could have tolerated that. I did already, like I had made the decision I wasn't gonna, once I started working with you, I made the decision, okay, I'm gonna stop working out. Because I'd listened to the podcast and I had heard that. And then you were you know, you're the changes that you asked me to do weren't even like that crazy. It was like, okay, week one, add a banana. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. Like and like but like it helped me that we moved, I think, a little bit in a sense, like slowly, but like at the same time, like those small changes, we didn't even make that many changes, I would say, but we made changes. Like it's amazing. And I don't know if you want me to say like how quickly I got it back or not,
Well,
but like
almost like, I mean, this is your call because you might be like, no, the getting it back piece is easy for me to just be like, boom, boom, boom. But if you feel like there's more detail, I'm actually 100% invested in this to the point that we could do a part two if you
okay.
want, because it was like part one. Here's everything that happened leading up, which is important and relatable, right?
Okay.
So Pete, like, and I feel like I have so many questions about, the process for you of like, okay, we're going from carnivore, no idea what we're doing, hesitation and some fear, all the
A
way
lot.
into, okay, we're adding one thing at a time and we're progressing. And I'm very passionate too about like, okay, when we have digestive issues, we can have a lot of fear and stories that this is impossible. And I
Yep.
don't want to make you rush through it in 10 minutes.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't ramble too much either. I know, like, there's,
No, no.
I think it's hard because, like, my story has, like, so many moving
Exactly.
parts to it.
And I
Like,
don't want you to skip any of it. So I'm happy.
yeah.
I feel like I would love to do a part two.
and just
Oh, okay,
like
great.
lowers liposuction. And it was like, boom, it's like actually really perfect before and then like going straight into what you did
Okay.
from this point. So
Yeah.
let's call it here for this week.
Okay.
And
More to
then,
come.
yeah,
Maybe
and
this
then we'll do
one
part
dispense.
two.
No.
We'll do part two next week, with
Okay.
like what you did. And it's everyone will be on the cliff of like, but what did you do? So we'll do that. Okay, guys. So deal with it and we'll talk to you next week. But
All
you
right,
gotta
have a good
add, all
one.
right? Like add the
Thank
banana, right?
you.
Hello, ladies. It's been a minute since I brought you something big and exciting for free. But I'm really excited about this. I was thinking, what do we really need to help some of these women seriously move some needles, right? Like really make some significant progress in their recovery. So I wanted to offer this to you guys, and it's basically, this is stuff that we only give our paying clients. Our paying clients, our one-on-one members. So it was a big decision for me to make this bundle for you guys, but here we are. I am presenting to you guys our HA Infertility Blueprint Kit. So here's what this is. It's our DIY Restore Your Fertility program. So you get full access to the HA Society, which is usually $25 a month. And then this DIY Restore program is $472. And I'm giving it to you guys for free. I want you to come in to our amazing HA Society. I want you to come to our community calls. I want you to utilize the Restore program. I want you to utilize the content. I want you to come and chat and make some moves in your recovery. The other thing I'm offering is a 45-minute discovery call with me about whether or not your HA progress is happening and if you're ready for one-on-one coaching. So I'm going to chat with you and make sure having that call with me is actually the right move for you. I do not want you to get on this call with me if it's not the right thing for you. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to go to Instagram. So that's the HA Society. Or you can go to my Instagram, which is Danny Sheriff, and you're going to DM Blueprint, the word Blueprint. And I'm going to chat with you. I'm going to send you the link to get that Blueprint bundle kit 100% free, even though it's totally valued at $497. I'm giving that to you guys for a month for free. And we're going to jump on a call and we're going to talk about your recovery. And we're going to figure out your next best steps to getting your period back, getting pregnant naturally, if that's your goal. And we're gonna make some moves. We're gonna make some moves on recovery. It's gonna be great. So go to the HA Society or go to Danny Sheriff. If you don't have Instagram, you can email me. You can find that on the website, and I will send those things to you. Okay, guys, this is exciting, but on with the show. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about the Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor, and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear
the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.